Dennis, you're Sweeney. You must be related to the Sweeneys of Doncastle, would you be, Dennis?
Well, I'd probably go and bite, I suppose, I'm going back that far, or almost that 400 years since we put out of here, Doncastle.
Yeah, but you're a descendant of the castle.
Very likely.
Yeah.
The Sweeney clan from the Dove clan, anyway. It wouldn't be the Fannad. Because some of the Sweeneys around here, they'd be the Fannad clan.
Right. But the Sweeneys of Dove came from Scotland, didn't they?
They were all supposed to come from Scotland. They were all supposed to originate in Norway.
Yeah.
At some stage. They come to Scotland, then they came from Scotland here. They're supposed to come over with... They was over with some of the... Edward Bruce or somebody or other.
Yeah. Like.
But they were here before that. Then they were put out again. They landed in Fannad and they put back out of Fannad. But they must have come back. They must have come back again.
And who was the chief?
Breslin was the chief of Fannad.
Breslin?
He was the name of Breslin.
Right. Never heard it.
He was the chief of Fannad. The Sweeneys killed him. And would it be in the Bishop's Palace and Ruffo or somewhere. So they took over then, the chief and the Boyles were the chief of Doe.
Yeah. Tarlaug O'Boyle.
Tarlaug O'Boyle.
You've heard a lot of stories.
So the Sweeneys put the Boyles out as well.
The Sweeneys put them out?
Aye.
Yeah.
But I don't know when the Doe Castle was built. Nobody seems to know when it was built. Or who built it.
It wouldn't have been the McSweeneys then. It wouldn't have been the McSweeneys who built it.
Well, they must have some sort of a castle in it.
Yeah. I don't know the history now either, but I'd love to. But who was the first chieftain of the McSweeneys, you said, in Doe?
It was Donoghue Mór.
Yes.
He's the first chief of Doe. But then there were chieftains every other tournament because they would be getting killed and they were in jail and they were whatever, they were held prisoner or whatever. Different clans.
You've heard good stories about Tarlaug or Mian Mhath Ta Mhui as well, haven't you?
There's a song about it there. Yeah. Paddy Quillen sings it.
Oh, he sang it for me.
Did he?
The Tarlaug O'Boyle. And he wanted to marry Mian Mhath Ta Mhui's daughter, Eileen.
But it's only about the song, I think, this is because Tarlaug O'Boyle was living later years. They were supposed to put him into the dungeon and kill him.
Yeah, it's claimed that he did, yeah.
The daughter was supposed to jump from the tower.
Yeah, that is the story, yeah.
That's the story. But apparently, Tarlaug was still living a year later. The boys and the Sweeneys, they fought battles over that. But then we were put out then, and Murmura and Mhath Ta Mhui, he kind of sided with the English, and they made him Sir Miles McSweeney. So the natives didn't like that, called him the Mhath Ta Mhui. The Mhath Ta Mhui must have been a symbol of the yellow stick, must have been a symbol of the British crown or something.
Was like that so?
Must have been when they made him Sir Miles McSweeney. But then they put out with him again, then they put him out there, and I think it was like Captain Sanford or something was living there in the old castle then for a while.
They evicted the McSweeneys though?
Aye. Up out of the old castle. That'd be on the plantation in Ulster about in 1607.
Yeah.
Or 8 or whatever.
And who took over in the castle then?
Hmm?
Who took over the castle then?
I think it was a Captain Sandford or something his name was that was there for a while. Now, I don't know who was in it after that, but the Sweeneys were back in it again because there was another revolution then in 1642 or something. And some of the Sweeneys went back in again for a while.
They fought their way back then?
Fought their way back in again. So then they were put out again. But about 1800 there was a man by the name of Hart living there. His initials are above the entrance or a doorway there. He could have built on parts of it. That would be 1800, that would be 200 years later.
But it's fairly in good enough order now, isn't it?
Aye, well, they did fix it up there a few years ago there, some kind of a Sweeney clan meeting there every...
That's right, Sweeney reunion.
Every couple of years or something. Yeah.
But you can't just go into it any day, like, sure you can't. I think the gates are closed, would that be so?
I don't know, I think the house beside it, they have a key to
it. Have a key to let you in.
I think they're the name of Boyle too.